Good afternoon, this is the lunchtime edition of the latest. The headlines: an updated COVID-19 directive goes into effect as the Attorney General charges too many people are still ignoring the measures. The police commissioner puts the public on notice that there will be no more warnings for those who breach the directives. A local bakery reports 8 positive cases of COVID-19 at its operations. And a huge snowstorm in the United States kills at least 21 people. Good afternoon, I'm Keith Goddard. The details to the news just ahead.
The Lunchtime Edition, in association with the CIBC First Caribbean.
Whenever you want, wherever you are, for all your banking needs, we make it easy. CIBC First Caribbean.
An enhanced COVID-19 directive went into effect from midnight last night as Attorney General Dale Marshall expresses concern that too many people are still out and about during the day. At the COVID-19 media briefing this morning, he said the public seemed to be only respecting the nighttime part of the curfew, but he declared that this has to stop.
You will all know that there is a curfew in Barbados from 7 p.m. until 6 a.m. But there have been a large number of vehicles on the road during the daylight hours, a lot of people moving about during the daylight hours. We get the sense that Barbadians are not quite understanding what is expected of them. In fact, they're operating on the assumption that the only time that they have to stay in their homes is from 7 in the night until 6 in the morning. We have stipulated in this directive now that during the daylight hours, unless you have legitimate business with any of the exempted businesses or any of the essential services, then you are expected to stay within the curtilage of your home.
Mr. Marshall reiterated the daytime exemptions.
There's a curfew in place from 7 in the night until 6 in the morning. During that time, you're only allowed to leave your home if you are a member of the essential services or in the case of an emergency. Other than that, you stay within your property. During the daylight hours, you are allowed to go to the pharmacy. You're allowed to go to buy bread. You're allowed to operate your businesses as long as it's exempt. However, if you are not engaged in that kind of activity, you are required to remain at home.
While bakeries are allowed to operate to bake bread, but bread selling depots are closed, gas stations are also closed over the weekend, and beaches and parks will be closed on Saturday and Sunday, and no outdoor exercise is allowed at the weekend. Meantime, Police Commissioner Tyrone Griffith served notice that there will be no more warnings and violators will be dealt with harshly.
I think we have warned sufficient people already. We work closely with the COVID monitoring unit. We work also closely with a team of compliant officers, and they have been themselves have been warning several people. The reports coming back from them are that the people normally would correct their shortcomings when they're spoken to. However, they're saying that consistently they're coming across persons especially not wearing their masks appropriately. So it would seem that the people are aware that they must be wearing their masks, but yet they're not wearing them appropriately. They are now going to be calling in far more instances of people breaching the protocols, and police responses will be one of zero tolerance.
The commissioner disclosed that 15 teams are spreading out across the country checking for violators, and they'll be taking more people before the law courts. He also urged the public to report violations. This is the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News.
In association with the CIBC First Caribbean.
With more than 76,000 households visited in the past 2 weeks, coordinator of the Seek and Save operation, Dr. Dion Greenidge, is expressing satisfaction with the response from Barbadians. Hundreds of health officials and volunteers from the UWI have been deployed across the island to find people who may be infected with COVID-19 or dengue. Dr. Greenwich tells Stericom Network News that they've received good cooperation without major challenges, and they're hoping to wrap up in a few days.
We're going through a number of the households. We're trying to revisit households, persons who've been out of the home when we went through the area. So it's going very smoothly, and we do expect to wrap up over the next few days. And what we will want to do also is to go through the entire island. Although some constituencies, we are satisfied with what we would have done in those constituencies, but we're still with some raw teams that are remaining in the field, some raw teams that are completed, some are remaining in the field, and with those remaining teams in the field, we're going to be going back through all the areas just to make sure that those persons who are not home to have the opportunity to provide us with the information and some areas that we may not finish with yet, and we are finishing those areas.
Dr. Greenwich says the efforts of the volunteer students need to be acknowledged.
You know, I think they would have conducted themselves very professionally in the field. And you know, I am heartened by the response of Barbadian to them and the sacrifice that they would have made over the last 2 weeks or so. They're still students, they still have their studies, but they see this as an important exercise as we as a nation address COVID and dengue.
As coordinator of the Seek and Save operation, Dr. Dion Greenwich, management of Nichols Bakeries report that 8 of its employees at its Bibby's Lane headquarters have tested positive for the COVID-19 virus. The company said in a release overnight that this has resulted in the decision to close the entire operation. According to the release, the bakery said it intends to test all of its employees. Long lines were a major feature outside post offices as they reopened today to help facilitate the cashing of pension checks and paying bills. Minister of Home Affairs Wilfred Abrams, who visited Welch's post office for a first-hand look at the situation, later told VOB's Getting Down to Brass Tacks call-in program that efforts are being made to expedite the process.
We've been following the situation at the post offices as we prepare for the opening today. I want to assure the public of Barbados that we put every measure possible in place to try to ease the anticipated congestion at the post offices. A number of people have been contacting us and circulating pictures concerned about the length of the lines outside some of the post offices and suggesting it reflects on the arrangements, but that is not the case. I myself went on to the Welch's post office to see what was going on. There was a significant line outside. I accept that. Some of the people indicated that they were there well before the post office opened, so the post office itself opened to a lot of people outside.
He says bill payments were a key reason for the delays and long lines.
What is happening is that people are coming to cash their pension checks, but they're also coming to pay a lot of their bills with their pension checks. We can ease the lines by just cashing the pension checks alone and denying the bill-paying service. But I spoke to probably over 50 people outside, all of whom indicated they wanted to make this trip once. They wanted to cash their checks, pay their bills, do everything, and then forget about that for about a month. It is the act of the post office facilitating the payment of the bills that is causing the backup. It cannot be done any faster. Most of the post offices have the full cashier complement there, so all of the windows are staffed. The people in the back office also assisting with sorting the money and trying to expedite that.
Home Affairs Minister Wilfred Abrams, a huge snowstorm sweeping across the southern United States has killed at least 21 people and has left millions without power. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says his state has experienced widespread blackouts.
Every source of power that the state of Texas has been compromised, whether it be renewable power such as wind or solar, but also, as I mentioned today, access to coal-generated power, access to gas-generated power also have been compromised, whether it be with regard to systems freezing up or equipment failures.
U.S. Texas Governor Greg Abbott. A recap of the headlines. An updated COVID-19 directive goes into effect as the Attorney General charges that too many people are still ignoring the measures. The Police Commissioner puts the public on notice that there will be no more warnings for those who breach the directives. A local bakery reports 8 positive cases of COVID-19 at its operations. And a huge snowstorm in the United States kills at least 21 people. In the lunchtime edition of the latest from Stericom Network News. Stericom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Keith Goddard. Good afternoon.
The Lunchtime Edition in association with CIBC First Caribbean.